Ki tetzei l'melchama leivecha. This week's parsha is a continuation of last week's, further delving into the details of when our nation goes to war. I'd like to hone in on a small detail that may have gone unnoticed as you learn through these laws. Last week, the Torah described how on the way to the melchama, a certain procedure is to occur. A certain protocol is to be followed. The Kohen stands up and proclaims, Shema Yisrael, atem krevim hayom l'melchama l'oyveichem. Declarations are then made, exemptions granted to certain individuals from participating in the combat. Mi o'ish asher bono bayis chadosh v'lo chanacho. Mi o'ish asher nato kerem v'lo chalulo. Mi o'ish asher eres isha v'lo lakacho. And then finally, mi o'ish hayare v'rach levav. It is clear from Rashi that the first four statements, namely the declaration of Shema Yisrael and the exemption granted to those who have built a house, a vineyard, or are to be wed, require participation from the Kohen. Yet Rashi notes that the last declaration, Mi ha'ish hayare v'rach levav, has no Kohanic involvement. Shoter medaber v'shoter mashmio. The officers are the ones who make this statement. Why, Rabbosai? Why specifically here is the Kohen not involved? We know that there is a famous machlokas as to what Hayare V'rach Levav means. Rabbi Akiva takes this literally to mean a person who is afraid of combat. And Rav Yosi Aglili, on the other hand, takes this to mean someone who is afraid of the Averos Shebiyado, is afraid that his sins will be a cause of his demise. Given that Rav Yosi Aglili's opinion is perhaps the more accepted, famous opinion, I'd like to address our question utilizing his definition of Hayare V'rach Levav. So I thought to say the following. Why is it that the Kohen asks all the other people to go home, but does not directly address Hayare V'rach Levav, the sinner who is afraid of the averos he has done? The answer, I believe, is found in the Perush of the Avos de Rebbe Nasan on a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah writes, Heve mitamidov shel Aaron, oev shalom v'rodev shalom, oev es habrios u'mikarvon l'Torah. The Avos de Rebbe Nasan writes how exactly Aaron HaKohen was mikarev people to Torah. He writes that Aaron would say, hate tzaddik, and treat everyone with honor, as if they were the most righteous person in the world. When addressing a sinner, Aaron HaKohen would ignore the elephant in the room, and would rather create a false reality, in which the sinner was treated as if he was the most special and ethical person. This would create dissonance in the sinner's mind, and he would say to himself, if only Aaron knew what I had done, he wouldn't be talking to me in such an esteemed manner. In a way, Aaron utilized what has been coined positivity bias, and through doing so was able to catalyze the return of many sinners. And it should be noted that in modern interviewing techniques, such as what is done when trying to help someone quit smoking, the creation of dissonance between where the person is now and where they could be is one of the central tenets, a key ingredient for success. Why then does the Kohen make all the other declarations, which are all positive, beautiful things, such as a new house, a new vineyard, a new wife, but does not say, Mi ha'ish hayare v'rach levav? Why doesn't the Kohen directly call out and address the sinner, acknowledging his sins and telling him to go home? Because as we explained, it's not the way of Aaron, of the Talmidim, the children of Aaron, the Kohanim, to directly call a spade a spade. That's the job of the Shotrim, of those who use negative reinforcement, who rule by the whip and by the lash. But the way of Aaron, the way that is most effectively mekarev people to Torah, is to ignore the elephant in the room, not to address it head on, but to rather use positivity bias, to create dissonance and catalyze change from within. Have a great Shabbos.